You are tuned into another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, leaders in search, design, and interactive marketing. Recorded at our headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida, this is Digital Marketing Talk for your business. Now here is your host, Chuck Forbes.
Welcome back to another edition of Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility, and I am joined today again by Tony Fassini. Tony, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, and you seem to be a regular here on the podcast, so welcome back. And for those listeners who didn't catch how you contribute to our client success, why don't you give a quick high-level overview of your position here at MoreViz?
Sure. So I'm a senior client strategist here at More Visibility. So I work as kind of the main point of contact for all the different clients that we work with. And then I work with all the different team members from the different departments here, whether it be social media, interactive advertising, SEO, and make sure to kind of comprise a program and a package where we're going to market effectively and helping clients just kind of get their overall objectives.
Awesome. So let's go into today's topic, which is using organic listings to boost your business, and more specifically, really honing in on Google My Business.
Yes.
This is probably a tool that a lot of companies out there utilize already. If you do, it's always valuable to have a refresher, as Google My Business is updated pretty regularly, and you want to make sure that you have all of the sections filled out with the appropriate information. But some companies may not be utilizing Google My Business, and it's very important, especially for the organic searches and the trends that we've been seeing in our industry lately, which we'll get into. But first, Tony, let's talk about what is Google My Business and what does that provide for companies to share on search engine?
Sure. So Google My Business is really a great local tool. And I'm not sure a lot of companies realize this, but Google basically scrapes the web for a lot of this content. So whether you try to fill it out yourself or not, it's likely going to be there. So anyone that has more of a local connection or works in a local service area, Google is trying to find this type of content, this type of information to display to its users. So it's really important that companies not only are aware that this is happening, but can also update and make sure that they have all of their information as accurate as possible. Because just as an example, if Google finds a phone number, says it's your business, and it's not, people are still going to reflect it as if it is. So if they're calling a number, it's dead, it's not going through, they're going to assume you're out of business. They're not going to sit there and try to figure out, oh, I really wanted to talk to XYZ locally. So it's important that you can fill out the information. And you can do a lot of different things with Google My Business. You can put your phone number, your address, your website. It'll obviously have reviews. You can put up photos. So yeah, it gives you a lot of options as far as what you can put up there and allow users to see. And then obviously, like I said, there's reviews and things like that on there as well. So, you know, people can comment about the service and things that they've interacted with. And obviously, as a business, you can also respond to that. So it allows you to have a little bit of a social component as well.
And I really want people to understand how Google My Business works, because you brought up a good point. It quote, scrapes the web, and it may be pulling in things that you're not aware of. And
right,
Tony, does that go beyond just maybe what's updated on your website? I mean, Google can see past that, right?
No, exactly. So Google is looking at, when I say the web, I mean the web. So this could be other local sources like a yellowpages.com or a yelp.com. It can be things like just White Pages. It can be things like Comcast or AT&T phone records. So it's legitimately looking at local services as well as just web information, and then it's compiling and dictating its own script as far as what's accurate and what isn't.
Yeah.
So me as a user, let's say I go on there and I see a local business and I say, oh, that phone number's not right. I can even suggest an edit and tell Google, hey, that's not the right phone number, it's this one. If Google can somehow dictate that, oh, maybe that person is right, they can change that.
Sure.
And so if you're not monitoring and managing these things, you're really leaving it up to essentially a computer to make that decision for you.
Which is very important, because I think a lot of people think that Google may only search your website. And of course, it's very important to make sure all the information on your website's up to date. But as you said, we're talking about searching the web. So you need to make sure anywhere your business is talked about or mentioned, that information is correct. Because if the wrong thing gets pulled in, that potential customer calls the wrong number, you may have just missed a sale.
Exactly.
So Tony, where does, now that I have my Google My Business, everything's filled out, my website and all of my, I guess, inbound links, you can say, are up to date, where does this information show up in Google?
Yes. So mostly you're going to see it whenever it's going to be a map type search. So if someone's looking for restaurant near me or local service, really anything near me, or anything that would be a localized result, mm-hmm. you typically will see some of these listings show up in organic search. So typically you'll see maybe one or two listings at the top if you're on a desktop, and then you'd see the map shortly or kind of on the right with some information to the left of that map with some different local businesses that would come up. If you run mobile, a lot of times it'll just be a map kind of section right within your organic results. And then the same thing where it'll kind of point out or highlight a few of those within the map section. So most of this information is coming up organically or within Google Map type products or anything that really syncs with a Google Map product.
Yeah, and this is where I had a star on our topic points today because you just alluded to it, which is the near me searches. If you follow the industry trends, you know that Google has put out a lot of information, especially recently, on how, especially on mobile, right, the near me searches are continuing to increase. People want to know what's around them, what can they, what companies or stores can they visit right then and there. So if your information on Google My Business is not properly filled out, you're now missing a large chunk of searches that are, you know, restaurants near me or juice bars near me, things of that nature. And that ties in, you know, a lot with Google My Business and your organic search rankings. If I want to do another tool that maybe costs money, Google My Business is free. So in other words, this is another tool that you need to log into Google with, make sure it's filled out before exploring other options, because again, most people are using Google anyways. Why not have this at your disposal? Let's talk about companies, Tony, that don't have a brick and mortar. If I don't have an actual store location, can I still use Google My Business? Is it still valuable to me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So yes, it's valuable, and yes, you can still use it. There's settings in the back end when you're configuring your business, whether you want your address to display or not. What I would say is if you deal with anything in a localized area or you're willing to deal with people in certain geographies, that's really where Google My Business is going to help you. Mm-hmm. If you're looking more so from a national perspective, like I don't care at all about cities, states, etc., it's likely not going to be the best tool. However, if you are looking for something and you say, just as an example, house cleaning in the local area, well, I don't need people to come to me to get their house cleaned. I need to go to them. Right. So it would be more so identifying the target area you as a house cleaner would want to receive business from. And then as people are looking for house cleaner near me or house cleaner in, for our example, South Florida, you can come up and show in that business location that is a service area for yourself, and then just display your phone number, again, maybe your website, ways that someone can contact you, and maybe even hours of operation of good times to contact you, and then that person can reach out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's, you know, a good point to bring up too. I think a lot of people use review sites such as Yelp, which is a great site, and mm-hmm. we use some of our clients here at More Visibility. But I find myself when I'm on Google searching and a Google My Business comes up, as you started off with, it's not just text. I want people to really understand this. You can upload photos. There's reviews on there. So this may be a one-stop shop for people, so to speak, of if they're going to do business with you, if they're going to call, if they're going to come in and buy a product. So really mm-hmm. utilizing every single feature it has. I think on the flip side of the coin, once I have everything filled out, if I'm on the marketing team or I own a business, now I'm interested in, okay, my Google My Business is all filled out. How do I track it, right? What are my analytics options for these organic results?
Sure. So as with anything when you're doing on the marketing side, obviously Google Analytics would be a great way to be able to see, you know, what's coming into your website and how things are displaying for you from that perspective. And that's ultimately going to be your best way to track results, is to try to see, you know, what traffic is ultimately coming in from these. You wouldn't be able to see from that, say, you know, phone calls that are coming directly from your Google My Business listing, but really any web traffic that's getting driven back to you, you would absolutely be able to measure that and understand what that looks like.
Great. Tony, before we wrap up, is there anything else that you want to give some tips on when it comes to organic search or Google My Business?
Yes. So I would just say, because these are coming up directly in organic results, it's likely going to be that first touch point. So if you can be there, or at least attempt to be there. You know, you've mentioned Yelp, and you know, there's obviously a lot of other aggregators out there. Those are still going to be a click away. So the nice thing about these Google local listings is they're right in front of that user immediately. Now, if I would like to do more research, I may still click on Yelp. I may click on one of these other aggregators and try to see what people are maybe saying on that site, or you know, what additional information you may have there. But having that Google Plus information or that Google My Business information available right within search results, one's going to give you a better opportunity to rank because you're going to have more content available. And so Google's going to favor that over just having some random listing with no information.
Yep.
It allows users to leave those reviews like we talked about, or, and get more information about your business. But it's also going to give you so much more credibility when people are starting to look for you in other places.
Oh, yeah.
Your website's great, and people are going to definitely go in and look at your website, but that's you telling the story, whereas with a lot of these local listing type providers, it's somebody else telling the story is the way it's seen. So it's just a nice way to kind of look at it from both sides, as you said, you know, kind of this other side of the coin.
Great point. It gets your credibility up, you know, in a sense. So to kind of wrap it all up, remember that Google My Business is oftentimes, you know, the first click that these users are going to see. Remember that the trend of near me searches has continued to rise. You don't need a brick and mortar store. If you're a business that doesn't have an actual storefront, that's okay. Remember to fill out every section of Google My Business. Really utilize this tool for everything that it is. It's free, which is one of the best parts, and you can track everything through analytics. Tony, I think this is great. A lot of good information here for our listeners, and thanks for stopping by today.
Of course, anytime.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Eye on Digital Marketing podcast presented by More Visibility. If you want to stay on top of all the latest podcasts, visit our website, morevisibility.com/resources/podcasts, and browse the site for the latest digital marketing blogs, videos, newsletters, and much more.